Good morning, good morning. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Oh, and it would help if I turn some lights on here. That help, gives me. All right. From him whose coming is after the working of Satan, we're talking about the Antichrist. Now remember that word anti actually means in place of Christ. And why there's such a huge deception is because a lot of these occultists and Satanists, they act like they're Christ conscious, they're Jesus. They use the same wording. And you have to understand it's an anti, it's in place of Christ. We're going to explain that today. We're going to talk about the matrix, the new spirituality, the new age arc, the new age arc of oneness. And we're going to see that a lot of these churches that we've already been walking away from are a big part of the new age arc. That's a lot of people are confused. How come my church has changed? What's going on? Hopefully today I tried to break it down again so simply that anyone could understand it. And we're not going to go too long today, hopefully. So it says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, the wicked be revealed, with all what? Power and signs and lying wonders. We're going to find out that part of the Antichrist system is they want to promote healing. Healing in all of these churches. But some of this is false, and it's also part of the end time move. Power and signs. Signs and wonders. Because the Bible says a wicked generation seeketh after a sign. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. All deceivableness. We've been studying not only the rabbit hole of the church, but we've been studying a lot of different things here. The rabbit hole goes very, very deep. Read your Bible. Don't come into some new translations of the Bible because words are being changed on purpose. So all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because why? They receive not the love of the truth. If we want the truth and we pray, God, show me truth. I want to know truth. We're talking about the red pill and the blue pill. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you your reality of what you know. But the best thing is I'd rather know truth, because if I've been deceived, I want to know it. And I've spent most of my life in church preaching, and it's only been the last 6 years that I've seen these rabbit holes, and it's hard to talk to other people about this because they will fight you, because this is their reality. We call them the blue pill. They've been taking what propaganda. Remember, television is the number one propaganda, fake news for the government to brainwash us. It's called what? Programming. It's called programming. Programming. So what do we want? We want the truth. Keep yourself in the Bible, because the Lord is telling us, especially in these end times, don't be shocked by what truth is. And many of our people are waking up on some things now because their plans are being rolled out right in front of us. Things we've warned you about for years. Because they receive not the love of the truth. So what we want the truth. I want the truth, Lord, even though it's hard to take, even though I have to repent, even though I have to give up certain preachers I loved or certain politicians I thought were Christians. That's the big thing with us fake, the fake news and all that. Just say you're a Christian and they'll believe you. We have been so naive. The Bible tells us don't be ignorant. We need to start asking questions and he'll give us answers. Sometimes it's not the answers we want, but if you want truth, if you want reality, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you your ignorance, right? So we want it. We want it. Because they didn't receive the love of the truth. Basically, what the devil is doing, he's trying to take off everything God made, everything, man, woman, children, pervert their uses. Everything that God has done, he wants to change it because he's anti-Christ. So everything, including the Bibles, reword it, change it, bring it in. And for this cause, God shall send them what? Strong delusion. We're in the middle of huge delusions right now. People are believing lies for truth. Well, how do you get out of it? You have to desire truth. You have to want to know, Lord, I want you. I want your truth. They that believe shall be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. We don't want pleasure in doing the wrong things. Now they're calling good evil. So let's get started here on the matrix, the new spirituality. And we're going to give you some of the things I've given you before in another video, but I broke it down even more so that we understand what's really happening in our churches. The call for this New Age Kingdom of God, it's a New Age Kingdom of God, has spread so rapidly in today's Christianity that the building of humanity's Ark of Oneness is almost finished. When this New Age faith, we've talked a lot about it, it's a New Age faith, it's faith in your words, it's faith in yourself, all these other things, this New Age faith, this new spirituality, or you could call it the Church Universal or the Church Triumphant, there's many different names you could put on this. When it's reached its divine potential, how many times have you went to church hearing about your potential? Okay, this is part of your vision, a carrot always being your vision, you've been sidetracked. We've been sidetracked into finding out truth. Once it's reached its divine potential, and listen to this because we're seeing this now, and separation has been purged. This is a big thing. Separation and purging has been purged from the world. Then there will be transformation by this new humanity. Remember, everything that God made, Satan wants to wipe it out, and he wants to start a new race. He wants everything to be anti of what God made. By this new humanity into a what? A divine new world. And what's he promising in this new world? Of course, love, peace. What does the Bible say when they say peace, peace? Beware. Goodwill and sharing. Where everyone can be free. This is where they're coming, where everybody can be free to worship his own inner God, of his own understanding in his own way. Now, we just read this because the deception, they didn't want to receive the truth. What happens? They get deceived. And God lets them be deceived. He will turn us over to whatever we want to worship. But if we want to worship him and we don't want to be deceived, I want to stress that. You don't get freaked out because all around you, we're going to start seeing this emergence of a one world, a new religion of their making. Let's look at the truth, the Bible, and then we're going to look at this new thing that's here, but it's going to manifest in the days to come even more so. First of all, God's eternal, unchanging word. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Again, when this is implemented and made law, we can no longer read this scripture. Let that soak in. We'll no longer be able to read certain Bible translations. We'll have to stick with the ones they've written if you want to not go to jail. And yes, this is happening fast. Here, it's changed to what? No, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No one comes through the Father but me. Now it says humans need a more vital approach to God. Men are tired of teachings that divide us. Truth is found in every religion. There's no room for absolute truth. Christ represents all the faiths, and they may not call him Christ, but they have their own name for him and follow him faithfully. The incarnation of Jesus. Okay, this is another thing that's changing. The universal religion. Jesus said in Colossians 1:15, he's the image of the invisible God. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. John 1:14. Now it's being changed to you are God in a physical body. You are all power. You are all intelligence. You are the creator. Where is this found? In The Secret. The Secret. You've heard about The Secret. I've taught about that before. Salvation. Now is it by faith or is it by works? By grace you have been saved through faith. That not of yourselves. It is the what? It's the gift of God, not of works. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And they are few that find it. Matthew what? 7:13-14. That's being changed, rewritten, to individual salvation, they say, is selfish. And faith will be based on experience. The need is for, have you heard this preach in some of these churches? Vision, potential, wisdom, and tolerance. Wide tolerance, which will see Christ in every human being. There will emerge the universal religion, one church. Doctrines no longer are necessary. Teachings are no longer necessary. For faith will be totally based on your experience. What is that? Mysticism and Gnosticism. Sin. What does the Bible say? Sin, do we have it? Do we confess it or do we ignore it? 1 John 1, 8 through 9, if we say that we have no sin, we have deceived ourselves. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to what? Forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The new, that old message of right and wrong, good and evil, heaven and hell, is a message of separation. The new world will not allow hatred, they say, or separation. The old gospel is replaced by a more positive gospel. We've been seeing this for years. In fact, even now with certain things that are coming out, well, I'm not sick, I'll never be sick, and they get sick and they're freaked out because they were told they'd never be sick again. It's very positive, though.
Yeah.
The new gospel, the old gospel is replaced by a more positive gospel. We've seen that for years. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. It's a new one. It's a new gospel. The new gospel that can save the world. We are all one. We must show acceptance, tolerance, diversity, and unity. God is not separate from anyone or anything. We are free from the spirit of hatred and separateness. This is the new emergent religion. Now, the kingdom of God is very confusing on how these people preach this. Jesus said in John 18:36, "My kingdom is not of this world." He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:13, right? Now it's being changed, transformed, emerging. Christ's major task was the establishing of God's kingdom upon the earth. Totally opposite. They say he showed us the way in which humanity could enter that kingdom. The way is found in, how do you get in this kingdom now on earth? Service to your fellow man. Heavy on what? Works. Yin yang. If you do something bad, do something good to replace it. The true church, they say, is the kingdom of God on earth. You're hearing a lot about heaven coming to earth. It's a lie. The true church, they say, is the kingdom of God on earth, composed of all, regardless of race and creed, who live by the light within. They're real big on illumination, real big on light, sparks of light, who have discovered the fact the mystical Christ is in their hearts. Now let's look at Matthew 24. We're seeing a lot of this right now, Matthew 24. Sign of the end times, we should be in this chapter like never before. Matthew 24, because it's showing us the signs of the end times. What does Jesus say? Take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed, because deception is the main sign of the end times. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. Be not troubled, Christian. What they're doing, the devil uses fear. God never uses fear. God said, I haven't given you a spirit of fear. The enemy uses fear. That's his language. That's his code. And the Bible says many people's hearts shall fail them because of the fear of what? Not the things that are on the earth, but the things that they think are coming on the earth. Because the enemy's going to so much pronounce, oh, be afraid of this, be afraid of this, be afraid of this. We cannot have fear. God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. Be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. We're seeing the kingdoms right now, the kingdom of God versus the enemy's attacking the kingdom of God with his kingdom. He wants his kingdom on earth. What do the Masons preach? If you're in a bad church, all you're going to be taught is materialism. Things, heaven, stuff, has nothing to do with the true gospel. Kingdom against kingdom. That shows you how long they've been here in our pulpits. There shall be famines, and a lot of these famines are planned famines. If you know anything about the New World Order being rolled out before us, famines are planned. And pestilences and earthquakes. Have we ever heard about this many earthquakes? Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations. Why? For my name's sake. We're seeing this happening before our eyes. The true Christianity is going to be replaced by the beast system. The beast is rising, and the persecution that we've never seen is already on the books. There's already laws coming out defending certain women's rights and different agendas of, you know, a lot of the stuff. I don't want to say it because I'll get beeped off, but you can live in the blue pill if you want. You can just sit and watch and just listen to programming, being brainwashed of what they tell you, or you have to get back to the Bible and really walk by faith. Really walk by faith and trust in the Lord and what he's showing you by the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of propaganda, which is fake news, out there. The biggest war for us right now is going to be who's telling us the truth, the information we're getting. It's so much confusion. Remember, Babel is the spirit of confusion. They love that. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. Know this, in the last days, perilous times shall come. First of all, what we're going to see a lot of is narcissism and materialism. We've lived in narcissistic, people are lovers of their own self. I've done some teachings on that. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemies, disobedient to parents. Have you seen that? Wow. There is an agenda to get parents and their children separated. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Skip some of these. Despisers of those that are good. Underline that. Despisers of those that are good. Oh, you're just so religious. You're just, you know, you don't, you're just separate. You're just dividers. You're just haters. You're a hater. Despisers of those that are good. This is the main point I want you to see. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. But here's the main one. Having a form of godliness. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Where's the power? The power is in preaching the gospel. The power is getting people saved, getting them out of the spirit of darkness into his marvelous light. When you witness to somebody, you are giving him the power of the gospel. There's nothing that matters more than getting somebody born again in this hour. We can die and not have a healing, but you can't die and not have your heart right with God and get born again. This is the main thing. We have lost the main thing. We've put other things in place of the true gospel. Having a form of godliness, but denying what? The power. The power's in the word of God. God's chosen to use the foolishness of preaching. So what does the devil use? Change preaching. But I want you to see having a form of godliness, but denying the power. From such, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to walk away. Quit giving excuses for this. We have to come out and be separate. There is a price if you drink the red juice, the red pill. Yeah, you got to separate. They hate separation. See that? Because God calls for it. The following shocking quote from Alice Bailey. Now, I've talked to her about her a lot. What she is the New Age queen. She's the occultist, which plan and agenda they are following. And I want you to see today what we're talking about, the red pill in the churches. Because this is happening by design in churches. She taught, Alice Bailey ought to alarm every born-again Christian in the world. The satanic meeting and the dark agenda that she has for our churches. And I'm going to quote her and then we're going to break down this quote. Quote from her. The Christian church, in its many branches, can serve as a St. John the Baptist, as a voice crying in the wilderness. What did John the Baptist do? He said, prepare the way for the Lord. What's she doing? She's preparing the way for the Antichrist. The anti, against Christ, in place of Christ's world system. So she said that the churches can serve as a Saint John the Baptist, as a voice crying in the wilderness, as a nucleus through which world illumination may be accomplished. Its work is intended to be the holding of a broad platform. Now remember, we just talked about narrow is the way, right? The church must show a wide tolerance and teach no revolutionary doctrines or cling to any reactionary ideas. The church as a teaching factor should take the great basic doctrines, which is the Bible, and what? Shatter. Break them apart. Reword, rewrite, change. The old forms in which they are expressed and held show their true and inner spiritual significance. The prime work of the church is to teach and to teach ceaselessly, preserving the outer appearance. What is that? Having a form of godliness. Having a form. Keep the churches. Let's use those buildings. People think they're going to church. Let's water down the message. Let's change the message. Hello? Preserving the outer appearance in order to reach the many or the masses who are accustomed to going to church, who are accustomed to church usages, her words. Teachers must be trained, I'm still quoting, Bible knowledge must be spread. They call it Bible knowledge. The deception is it's not our Bibles. Bible knowledge must be spread. The sacraments, red flag a little bit, the sacraments must be mystically interpreted, and the power of the church to heal must be demonstrated. All right, let's break it down. Number one, the apostate churches will be used to bring it in where you least expect this spirit to operate will be in plain sight. Like John the Baptist, who prepared the way of Jesus Christ, she's saying churches can be infiltrated and corrupted to help prepare for the Antichrist, the beast system, in place of Christ. There, number two, these churches will be ecumenical and soft on sin, tolerant and accepting and watered down teachings, shatter the old, especially about sin, especially about the kingdom of God, especially about Jesus Christ being the Son of God, and just teach that he's just a teacher so that you can do exactly the same thing Jesus did. All these teachings are part of the watering down and preparing for the new religion. Number three, they will have a form. They will have an outer shell. Why? To deceive the masses. You think you're going to church. You're really being watered down, you're being indoctrinated, you're being propagandized. Then for their Bible, one of their main Bibles for a new generation to be rewritten and reworded, the NAR Bible is the Passion Bible. Lastly, I'm kind of keeping this one short today. There should be a continuous flow, she says, of information. Teach, unceasingly teach. Now you know why these satanic ministers always have another New York Times bestseller. Let me repeat that again. There shall be a continuous flow of information. Now you know these satanic ministers, why they always have New York Times bestseller. One of my old best friends told me she was going to write 100 books. And I used to not get this. But a lot of those books repeat absolutely the same thing that the last books said. And it basically, they say nothing. No new truth. And they'd always send them to me free. And I got to the point where I was like, don't send me any more of these books. Even before I woke up, I was just like, this is just a bunch of rewording of nothing. I mean, it's fluff. But boy, they make the New York bestsellers. They're the ones you see as the most popular. Alice Bailey said that apostate churches should preserve the outer appearances fact, they're having churches almost on every corner. Every state now is a new church, a new church, a new church. But it's funny, they immediately have 100 people going. All of a sudden, they have people move to that church. They're being planned. She said, preserve the outer appearances in order to reach or deceive the many who are accustomed to church usages. In other words, make it look like a church, but it's not a real church. It's an entertainment center. It's a propaganda center. What I've just read was a manual to infiltrate and corrupt and destroy the churches, the meeting into a one-world philosophy. We are witnessing the blurring of the lines between evangelical Christianity. I want to say that again. We are witnessing the blurring of the lines between evangelical Christianity and all the religions of the world. I no longer follow evangelicals. That has changed. That has merged into ecumenicalism. Every single one of them are merging. All the religions of the world in preparation or in place of the real Christ, in place of Christ. So what is happening? The beast is rising. The book of Revelations, the beast is rising. The ashes of the phoenix is rising. I did a whole study on the phoenix. I'm not going to study, but their feathers are purple. Remember, I kept saying there's something going on with this purple because all the politicians are wearing purple. The phoenix is rising. The Antichrist is rising. The beast system, the scarlet, the whore in the book of Revelations is rising before our very eyes in the very churches we once used to trust in. Doesn't that make you sad? Propaganda centers. Now we go to church and they tell you what to believe. I have a whole lot of stuff I'd love to share, but I can't, on the propaganda that's happening with pastors, the rewards they get, the different things. Fake news for brainwashing. Remember, your mind has to be protected. Everything you heard, even the truth tellers, okay, there is an infiltration in so-called truth-telling movements because the New World Order controls both sides, so they have to have truthers. They know that the people are going to, they have their people in charge of those, and you will find out who they are because they're always pushing something. They give you truth, but they're pushing an agenda. A true Christian, we have no agendas to push. We do not push for anything other than the Bible and Jesus. They always push a certain party, a president, an agenda that's going forth. There's a lot of truthers that are in the so-called truth movement. Now, I hate to tell you, that's part of the agenda. Controlled opposition. Everyone say that? Controlled opposition. In other words, they know you're going to fight it, but they have their people in there to tell you. A lot of them are their own agents. It was hard. I found that out firsthand. Propaganda centers, closing my second clothing. Fake news for brainwashing. These are religious institutions, entertainment centers. They're no longer worshiping God. Now you're being entertained. The words are changing. So all of a sudden, it's all about you, your vision, your purpose. It's becoming very romantic. You're having love, making love with God, who is to be worshiped, not to be romanticized. Amen. That's Gnosticism. We now have Gnosticism, America, Gnosticism, the stuff the Bible warned us about, Gnosticism, the Gnosticists are emerged in our churches, entertainment centers. We now have a Bible illiterate generation. Yes. They no longer read the Bible. If they do, they read the Bibles that these religious institutions promote that take away the power of someone really getting saved, the power of a changed life, how we can put our flesh under, how we can say no to the flesh, how all these things are being institutionalized. We are now in the middle of these lines blurring. I just want to wear as long as I can be. I thank you for their helping us. We couldn't do it without you. Your emails mean a lot. I don't type back. I'm sorry I write you back a little hearts and love. I'd be there all day typing, but I want you to know they mean so much to us. We read them. We read some to all of us today from different countries that are facing this persecution, because once you step out and start preaching against this, especially these certain Bibles. There are new apostolic reformation Bibles that they push. And the publishing company is Broadway, the Broadway. That should show you. Look at your Bibles. If it's the Broadway, it's one of their Bibles. They give you clues. Open your eyes. Ask God to give you the spirit of truth so you're not deceived in these end times. And everyone said?
Amen.
Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you, and see you next time.